16 past 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. I want to focus in first up on tomorrow week's Group 1 Lightning at Flemington, because three horses of great note had a jump out down the Flemington straight. It was, I think, nearly 3 hours ago. Warren Hutley was there, the Flemington track locker. Is that right, Warren?
Yeah, it was about 6:15. They were a little bit late getting... It was scheduled for 6:15, Andrew. It was probably just a fraction dark at that stage, but probably got going about 6:20, 6:25. It was like having a sneak peek of a feature movie premiere coming up.
Well, not a bad trio to look at. It was Chautauqua, Japanese-me and Delectation. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, only the three of them, as you mentioned, and they kept pretty close company down the straight. You watch that from the hill stand in the grandstand, and from the outside it was Chautauqua into Delectation, into Japanese-me, and there wasn't a lot between them for the majority of the gallop, and they were rolling at a pretty solid tempo from the get-go. I got them running just a fraction under 46 seconds for the 800 metres and home their last 400 in just a tick over 21. So they really did quicken up the last 400 metres, and none of the horses were really under-riding. They're such high-quality gallopers, and they were just rolling along and really strong on the bridle. Wasn't much between Delectation and Chautauqua. If I had to call it, I'd say Chautauqua a nose to Delectation and about a length back to Japanese-me on the line, with all horses just really building momentum in the last couple of hundred metres, in particular Chautauqua and Delectation. As I said, they travelled together, and right on the line there was perhaps a length between the older horses and the three-year-old Japanese-me.
And we're talking about horses that can certainly handle the Flemington straight. They love it down there.
Yeah, they're very effective down the straight, and they can run time. Surface had a little bit of give in it. It would have been very kind for the horses. And on that outside rail, they really get that wide on the Flemington straight. So they were really on perfect ground that probably hasn't a lot of galloping, and it would just been ideal type of surface for the horses to stretch out on. And look, I briefly spoke to Chris Waller afterwards. The Hawks team had to get back into the middle because the other jump outs were conducted on the inside grass, and the next jump out was scheduled to go not long after that. So there wasn't a lot of time afterwards, but Chris Waller seemed very happy without being back and talking to the riders, etc. He was very pleased with the performance of the horses. They probably, both Delectation and Japanese-me, did what he wanted them to do, and now it's a matter of just seeing where they all end up. But I think Japanese-me's probably main target might be the Newmarket under handicap conditions, where he'll get a really good advantage there over the 1,200 metres. And I suppose we'll know very soon what Team Hawks are going to do with Chautauqua.
Yeah, Wayne's about to join us to give us some details on that. I'm just going through Japanese-me, Lightning, Newmarket, as you say, and Delectation the same. And who knows with Delectation, he could end up in Royal Ascot if he lives up to what we saw back in the previous preparations, particularly down the straight.
Yeah, it was just great to see all three of them, albeit in very early light, but just quality horses going down the straight. Only the one jump out, so it was not hard to pick the highlight. It was the three of them, but they look terrific. I haven't seen Chautauqua have a serious gallop for a little while now, but I think Team Hawks would be pretty happy the way he performed today.
Thanks for your time, Warren, on that information. People can access it later on too. All the jump outs there can be seen on the Flemington webpage around lunchtime normally. Thanks for your time, Warren.
Thanks, Andrew.
Warren Huntley there. Wayne Hawks is online. Morning to you, Wayne.
Morning, Andrew.
And it's a special day for a special member of the Hawks team, I'm hearing.
Yes, dear old daddy's birthday today. I did the great thing and forgot till 7 a.m. but after being with him for 3 hours, but that's okay.
Was he all right? Was he all right when you eventually got around to it?
No, he's all right. He doesn't say much. He just said whatever. You know, he's like man of few words. But no, he's been up in Sydney, but he's back here. What's the weather like in Sydney?
Sydney's beautiful. Yeah, mate. They're saying late storm. So you know, and it's Randwick too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, exactly. If it's going to be stormy anywhere, it'll be at Randwick, but let's hope that's not the case. How's you heard the tail end of Warren there, the three of them bowled down the straight. From your point of view, how did you see Chautauqua?
He was fine. He wasn't out to do too much. So it was all just pretty easy stuff. So if they can't do a half-mile gallop, those sorts of horses, and roll up looking all right, you're in trouble, aren't you? So, but, you know. People will read into it and say and do whatever they want, but you know, that's all. It's a bit of track work. That's what it is, and everything's fine.
I guess to many of us are wondering where you are looking at the horse, given that he's coming back from a slight setback in the late spring. What have you all chatted about with this preparation?
Oh, no. Look, all he did was, in human terms, was he just gave his ankle a bit of a tweak and sprained his ankle.
Yep.
It was just a sprain. So what had to happen was he had to gallop 2 days later, and then he had the trial 3 days after that, and then get on a plane the next day to Hong Kong. So it was a physical impossibility. You know, if Hong Kong had been a couple of weeks, like, you know, to get on the plane a couple of weeks later, well, then we probably would have gone. But, you know, the end result is, I honestly didn't care less. I was not fazed whether we went or whether we didn't. And he had 4 sexy weeks in the paddock, and you go to the paddock. Melbourne, January, February, March is always the best weather, and you have 4 weeks in the paddock this time of the year. Well, he come back fatter than you and me, Andrew. That's saying something.
Yeah, so, that is.
He come back in fine order from having a great 4 week spell. You could do that for 8 weeks over winter, and you wouldn't come back as good. So it's what you lose one extreme by going to Hong Kong, you've made up for another by just spelling sensationally well.
That's good. That's good. How many weeks off is he off racing?
Well, I don't know.
It's not Saturday week, is it?
He could, but no decision's been made.
Okay.
So Chris Waller asked me not to. Chris asked me it'd be kinder if he did, and I said the man that won 15 Group 1s last season, get away.
Yeah.
But I took the scene to Perth. He had to knock us off over in Perth. He runs second to him over there.
You did too.
He asked me to try and keep him away, but don't know yet. It's people quite often think we like playing little games, but there's no little games. You've got a high quality horse, and you're trying to get the best out of your horse. And he will tell us when he's going to run. He only just had a track gallop up the straight. He will be nominated for next Saturday in the Lightning Stakes, but Andrew, it could be as very simple as running in Sydney first up. There's no guarantees. There's one race we want to win, and that is the TJ Smith, and it's all about the TJ Smith. So Sydney could very easily see him running Sydney first up. So it doesn't matter that he's spelled in Melbourne, he's here, but no decision's been made yet.
Okay. I guess the key words there, Wayne, or there were many of them there, but that he is forward enough if you felt that he was right for next week, he's got enough of that residual fitness that he could run.
Oh, you don't look. You can be a bit soft to me. It was like Chris Waller. I, as most people do, love Winx. Why wouldn't you love her? She's a superstar. She's the best horse in the country. And I said to him, how is she? He said, mate, she's a bit burly and a bit big, but you know what they're like, and
yep,
that's exactly what you want to see. And good horses win, and winners make excuses for, Andrew. The average ones we make excuses for, and you know, you can go in a bit soft and a bit underdone. But in saying that, I mean, you know, there's a bloody lot of good horses going to run next week. Delectation, Terra Vistas, they're not hacks, and they've beaten us before if we happen to run. So
yep,
we're mindful of the fact that they're good horses on their day.
Understand. All right. We'll wait and see what happens in the early part of next week. Mate, I'm not going to go through them all because you've got stacks of runs. Personally, from your point of view, what are you looking forward to tomorrow in Melbourne?
In Melbourne, Star Turn, probably, yep, you know, he's probably one that, you know, obviously it shapes how we're heading for the Blue Diamond Prelude. Defcon's come down with a big raps on him. He got beat the other day on a wet track. It's interesting to see how he runs on a dry track. And our bloke's first time ever in Melbourne, and his first run down here. So you need to be the run of the race and or winning to be a chance in the Blue Diamond come 2 weeks' time. So he's probably as good as any. And to be totally honest, as a racing enthusiast, I can't wait to see Winx come back and blow him away.
Yeah, can't wait. I think you're exactly right. And
I've got opposition horses in their race, but if ours started now, I don't think they'd be able to beat Winx. So yeah, I want to see him blow him away, because from an industry point of view, we want to see the great horses. We want to see the great horses win.
Yeah, we've been bogged down a bit. We want to see the stars come out. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, loved the win yesterday there at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, it was a nice win. The man with the golden touch, he's the luckiest bloke in race. He puts in a stack of money, Neil, where it never in his mouth, never tells you what to do, and everyone keeps telling him how lucky he is. Plenty of owners out there listening should be listening to what I just said. Says nothing, never complains, and it's amazing how he gets a great result. But it goes good, that horse, and he's been very, very patient. You know what I mean? So
yep,
he deserves everything he gets, and he'll wear it.
Yeah, no colour drops is what we're mentioning there. And one final one, our boy Malachi, what's the reports there, Wayne?
Yeah, everything's good with him. Good win the other day. Yep. Amazing how you look terrible in a trial, and we didn't think so. And drift like the north wind, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah.
All the form gurus, where were they after the race?
Yeah, no, they. Well, I think Duff was sort of hanging on, thinking that he'd run well. But even he, when you start seeing them drift, you sort of start to feel, well, maybe they are right.
When he walked out the gates and he grabbed the hole because it was Monday and he was running on the Saturday.
Yeah.
We've all seen it before where they come out and do track record stuff and they have a gut buster on the Monday or the Tuesday and then Saturday they don't run as good. So it's just that he blundered the start and that's what made it look worse than what it was. But he's a great horse, what I say before. He's a winner. You don't make excuses. So not sure what we're going to do with him, but he's definitely not coming to Melbourne. We're going to keep him in Sydney. We've got Headwater and those sort of horses. Chitakwa down here, so he'll stay in Sydney and... there might be a little group one coming up in a couple of weeks for him.
Yeah, no, we look forward to seeing him again. Good luck. We'll see what happens with Chautauqua next week, and we'll wait and see what happens tomorrow. Good luck, Wayne.
Be good. Or if you can't be good at it, Andrew.
Exactly. And wish your dad, sincerely, a happy birthday, will you? And tell him that just keep well and keep happy.
No, and if he's in Melbourne, he's probably listening to you right now, Andrew.
he probably...
likes keeping tabs on you.
Yes, so. He does. All right, good on you, mate.
See you, bud.
Wayne Hawkes joining us there. Clinton McDonald's online from Melbourne while we're talking about Caulfield. Thanks for holding on, Clinton.
No worries, Andrew. I never thought Wayne was going to shut up then.
No, well, I suppose it was my fault too because I kept asking about different horses, but they're pretty hard to ignore, our boy Malachi and those sort of horses.
They're great horses.
Yep, they are. I just thought we'd talk about this two-year-old revolving door. I had Robbie Griffiths on the program yesterday, and he explained just the story with Mark Zara that Mark felt he wanted to ride revolving door. Did Mark ride him in that recent jump out?
Yeah, Mark's ridden him the whole way through, done all his gallops, done all his trials, and... he really likes the horse. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
So what sort of a type is he being by Sebring?
He's a beautiful-looking colt. Got a bit of length to him. Very well put together. Carries himself well. Got a beautiful action. And he's a really nice horse. He's a half-brother to a horse of Lee Freeman's Golden Spin that's been racing very well down here in Melbourne. He's probably... this horse is a bit bigger. Got probably a little bit more length to him.
You put a decent group together here because you had to, I guess. You paid $200,000 for him. What sale did he come from?
He came from Melbourne Premier off Edinburgh Stud, Ian Smith. And he came from there. He was a lovely horse as a yearling, but he's furnished into an even better type now. So whatever he does this time around, he's only going to keep improving, I feel, being by Sebring, who's a great sire and gets a really nice horse. So he's the same cross as Dissident. He's out of an Anabar mare, and we're really hopeful with him.
So off the jump outs and the gallops and everything that you've seen, being one of these horses debuting, I mean, do you put him right in this race?
Yeah, definitely. He's had three jump outs. We trialled him against the older horses last time around. We used to do that with the old man. Used to do that with his better two-year-olds, trialled him against the older horses. He trialled well against them. He was strong all the way to the line, and there's nice speed on tomorrow. He's probably going to land fifth or sixth, and he'll be powering late.
Okay, well, that's a good mention for Revolving Door in a Blue Diamond Prelude, race 4, number 16 tomorrow. Can you win a race at Echuca, perfectly fab in race 3 today?
Yeah, he's a nice horse. He's taken a little bit of time being by Purist, and he's landed in a nice race. Got Tom Sadler, who's riding well, and he'll be very competitive today.
And you've got a couple at Moonee Valley. Can you win a race there, Danuki and Janali?
Danuki, I thought, was a touch disappointing behind the Horse of Hawks at Snooki the other day. I thought he was a bit weak the last 50, so we've upped his work and we've tried to tighten him up a little bit, which I feel that he's done, so he'll be competitive. And Janelli's been racing in terrific form, gets to a distance that I think will suit her, third up 2,000. The only worry is the rail's out 7 and just whether they can make ground, but I'm hoping being the last race, they can start to make ground and... hopefully she can get home over the top of them.
Yeah, it's when that rail's out, particularly early, you know which way it normally go. Hey, mate, good luck tomorrow. A lot of expectation for all the owners with Revolving Door. Hope it runs all right up to what you expect, mate.
No worries. Thanks, buddy. All the best.
Thanks, Clinton. Clinton McDonald there. Just before I leave Melbourne material from this morning, those jump outs, Al Moonquith for Hayes and Dabernik, obviously a 800-metre jump out was a bit short, but heading towards the Peter Young, they were really happy with the jump outs of Keena Ray and Gregors. Maybe this horse, Keena Ray, could end up in the Lightning. We'll wait and see what evolves next week. And there was one horse called Tom Melbourne. It's owned by OTI Racing, trained by the Freedmans, Lee and Anthony. It won back just before Christmas Day at Sandown, put away for a little break. It's a five-year-old they bought out of Europe. It's aiming towards the Albury Cup in late March, second up. And it impressed Lee Freedman with that jump out this morning. Watch out for him. They bought him early after just one run, and he promises plenty. Now a five-year-old called Tom Melbourne. Let's go to Randwick now and focus in on Peter Robles' runners. Morning to you, Pete.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well. Settling into the old trainer?
Yeah, we are that, mate. So everything's rolling along good at the moment. So hopefully we can keep it going in the right direction.
Well, tomorrow, obviously, Wayne Hawke summarised it a few minutes ago, saying, I've got a horse up against Winx, but I'd love to see Winx come back and go bang and show racing off in the right way. But I guess centre pivot's there to cause a bit of an upset.
Yeah, you know, we all like to see the good horses come back, and we like to see them come back winners. But centre pivot there is in, you know, good order, and he's Fluker's chance of probably running a place.
His run up at the Gold Coast really wasn't too bad, considering you were held up there at pretty much a vital stage when all the others were building momentum.
Yeah, look, he should have won that race up the Gold Coast, but he was probably a victim of drawing too good on that type of track, you know. Ended up in the box seat behind the leaders, and just the runs didn't come when they needed to come, and that's what happens, you know. It's not the first time it's happened, and I'm sure it won't be the last.
No, it comes down just a fraction in weight tomorrow. How's he done, given that it's basically a month since then?
Yeah, look, he's done well. You know, he had a week off at the stud in at Sedgenau there on his way home from the Gold Coast. Come back to the stables in good order and had a little trial a couple of weeks ago, you know, just to fit him up for tomorrow. So yeah, he's done very well.
This one back in the first race, Sugar Palmer, the two runs at the Gold Coast have both been pretty good. I mean, it's been set up for this through a recent trial where it finished off quite nicely.
Yeah, you know, her first prep there, you know, she done everything that we asked her to do, and she ran a terrific race in the Bruce McLaughlin, probably a little bit unlucky not to run third.
Yep.
But she also had 10 days or couple of weeks it's going on the way home, and she had a little trial there at Randwick not long ago to fit her for tomorrow. So she goes in tomorrow in very good order and done extremely well.
Normal pattern of getting back?
Look, no, she'll probably, from a draw, you know, she may end up in the 1-1, something like that, just behind the speed. But she's got good speed, but she's probably just, her first start was on a heavy track, which she didn't really handle. Then in the Bruce McLaughlin, she just probably didn't draw to be right on the speed, so she ended up just coming back in behind them, but she won't be far off speed tomorrow.
Okay. The other one is Aussies Love Sport. I think our next guest, Michael Maxworthy, who's going to tip us into a couple here with his thoughts, is suggesting that this horse might be a bit of a roughie. How do you see Aussies Love Sport tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I definitely see him as a, you know, a good rough. The race looks like it's got plenty of speed in it, so although he's drawn wide out in nine, you know, he'll definitely let the speed go. And, you know, if we go back to his runs, three starts going the razor sharp, you know, where he got back and, you know, hit the line well, I could see him probably racing the same sort of pattern, and hopefully he can find the line as good as he did that day.
Was that trial with Cassani is what you were after with him?
Yeah, it's a good trial. You know, he'd done well in his week off up the stud, and, you know, he probably needed a good blowout to be ready for that race tomorrow, as we wanted him probably a bit more forward than we needed centre pivot to be at this stage. So it was a good trial, give him a good clean out, and he goes in tomorrow's race in good fashion.
Yeah, he can normally go really well at this sort of trip too, doesn't he? Around the 1,200.
He does.
Aussies love sport. Hey, Pete, good luck tomorrow. I hope they run well for you, mate.
Yep, thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Pete. Peter Rabel going through those. Michael Maxworthy's in our Francis Forrest studio this morning. Morning to you, Maxie.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Things are looking good for Royal Randwick tomorrow. Can't wait to see the girl in action again, Winx, following that stroll in the park last October in the Cox Plate. You mentioned the weather for Sydney. I was just having a detailed look at it. Mm. They're suggesting maybe a storm tonight, but in Sydney's west. So surprisingly, no storm for the coast. So we've got our fingers crossed it doesn't hit the coast where Randwick's not too far from. So it's all looking pretty good for a great cards racing tomorrow.
Yeah, let's hope so. I did hear you yesterday talking about Aussies love sport, didn't I?
Just thought that maybe, you know, if he gets back to that good first up run in the Razor Sharp where he really found the line, just a little concerned about his last couple of runs though, Andrew.
Yeah.
I thought big money in that race.
Yeah.
Just about ready to peak. First up at Randwick, he looked above himself. And then he was on that very heavy track and now by Malachi Race at Rose Hill. And I think that's topped him off beautifully for that fifth event, the Southern Cross Race tomorrow.
Okay, it's interesting there. I sent Rod Northam a text this morning, how's the horse? And all he sent was back, really well. So take that for what it is, big money. Righto, where are you going to take us for a couple of good things tomorrow?
I'm looking at the first, and hopefully we won't have to, but if we need to blast out, I reckon we can get the cash with a good thing in the last. Andrew, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about Top Score and Prized Icon. We go back to that meeting at Randwick. On January the 23rd, it was a very heavy track, and as the sun came out deeper into the afternoon, the track improved a little bit. But for the juvenile races, the first couple, a couple of horses ended up in the wrong track through no fault of anyone. It was just later that we realised that Top Score's performance was a lot better than what it looks on paper. Now, he's racing at Canterbury tonight. But Prized Icon, in the two-year-old race, he ran third behind Scarlet Rain that day. I thought his effort was outstanding. Really liked the way he tried over the last 100 metres when he was really getting deep into that heavy track. A little bit of a break from then, and I think he's freshened up beautifully from this, a good alley. He's going to be up on top of the ground, and I've always liked this horse, perhaps as a sire's horse over 1,400, ever since I saw him step out for his first start in the Breeders' Plate behind Capitalist. So I think he'll win the first race tomorrow.
Okay, that's Prized Icon, race one, number one. And you got a fancy way back through race nine, have you?
Yeah, I've had to wait a couple of weeks. I mean, to me, everything looks absolutely perfect. In fact, it looks too good for TAB number seven, Le Cordon Bleu, in the last. I guess if there is a little negative, it was the fact that I missed that race 2 weeks ago at Rose Hill when they washed out the last couple of races. I thought his effort at the Gold Coast on Magic Millions Day was terrific. They put blinkers on him. He got back 1,100 metres around the unsuitable tight-turning Gold Coast track, but by geez, last 100 metres was terrific in the race won by Hassan Eagle. I think this is just perfect for him, Andrew. 1,200 metres, big stretches at Randwick, got a good alley, Hawke's Berry. What more do we need?
Yeah, exactly. All right, race one, number one, into race nine, number seven. And I should mention that Quick Feet has just come out of that first race at Randwick. It arrived safe and sound in Melbourne this morning. It runs in one of those Blue Diamond preludes tomorrow. So as it sits right now, race one, number five, Quick Feet. Race 8, number 7, One More Zeta, and race 9, number 8, Bold Circle are the three early scratchings for Randwick. Hey, Maxie, enjoy the weekend, mate.
I certainly will. I'll be getting out there tomorrow to Randwick and enjoying what's going to be a wonderful day's racing. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy, a regular Friday during our autumn carnival. It's 21 to 10 on Racing Leader.